Day. This is Derek Hermisch with Pinion, a division of Kayco Ice. I'm taking a look in this middle of April grain markets to have some discussion about what we are seeing. Grain markets have exploded higher. They've exploded higher this week, and they have been higher for the last 6 months in a pretty consistent fashion, unlike movement we have seen in quite some time, maybe ever. And as you look to get your crop in the ground at this time of year, it's usually a good time to start looking at what you are going to do for marketing purposes on new crop and perhaps some old crop that you would have left over if you haven't made some of those decisions already. And this year in particular, you can look forward, and it seems like a likely prediction that we will have a lot of volatility this year. And volatility is what we have had so far. It has been mostly upward moves in the market. That won't be the case forever. Certainly there will be some back and forth, and there will be some times where if you are focusing on the markets and you get too caught up in price, could get frustrating because nobody is going to be able to outguess it this year. It could be the year to be looking at the use of some options to give yourself some flexibility, some ranges, and to not necessarily be locking in concrete prices along the way. As we have seen this last year after harvest, prices rallied. Could have been a good spot to sell some cash and think you were making a good decision, and you were, but then the markets go higher, go quite a bit higher. And if you felt yourself having big frustrations over that to the point where it was really bothering you, could be that this year could be the time to use some options, whether it be buying calls back on aggressive forward contracting sales or to buy some puts to set a floor. It's not a bad idea to look at stuff even if you haven't used it before. And if you find yourself in that position, feel free to give us a call, 888-452-8751.